This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. Scoop Stand with Walter Yerkew back on the air. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, December the 10th, 2022. I am currently at the Law Enforcement Memorial between 4th and 5th Street Northwest in Washington, District of Columbia. We are red hot and rolling. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. We're welcoming ourselves back after like a 2-week hiatus, but I'm doing good.
Outstanding. Yep. We've been gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago was Thanksgiving break. We decided to spend some time with ourselves and our families. But last week I got COVID, so I was feeling awful at work and I said, I gotta go. So anyways, we'll talk about that later. Anyways, first order of business, we always want to remember the men and women murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. Fortunately, this week we had no names to read off. However, we have a number of fatalities from automobile crashes. We want to remember Detective Sergeant Frank Galliando of the Yonkers, New York Police Department, end of watch December the 1st, 2022. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Some idiot ran him down more or less. Right near where I used to live in Yonkers, New York. And I've known members of the Yonkers Police Department personally. Yonkers is a great department. They have a very tough job. So, and Yonkers PD brought the Detective Sergeant Galliando to Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx. When he did succumb to his injuries, they transported from Jacoby to his final right to whatever they're going for final arrangements. And as usual, New York's finest stepped up and helped with the police escort from Jacoby Hospital to wherever they were transporting Sergeant Galliando. Anyways, moving right along. This week's been a hell of a week. Seems like the Biden administration want to spring certain type of people from jail, and certain people they want to just let leave in jail. What I'm talking about is one Brittany Griner, who is a WNBA player. Her net worth is probably about $100,000. She was caught in Russia trying to smuggle in some hemp oil in a vaping device. So she got caught. She got tried. She got convicted. I'm sure she was up on her knees praying to God to get her back to the U.S. So anyways, the Biden administration was able to exchange a female basketball star for a Russian arms dealer. So that's who made out on that one. Anyways, meanwhile, as Ms. Briner is back with her wife or his wife, I don't know, because, you know, she looks like a dude, but we won't go there. We got another U.S. citizen still sitting in Russian jail, accused of being a spy, and nothing's been done about that. Well, you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, this trade that Biden did was probably the only televised and the only trade for the WNBA that made headlines. I mean, nobody else, you know, nobody gives a crap. I believe it's a shame. I believe the Russians are laughing at us. You know, Putin is probably Putin in his pants about over it. And it's just a loss all the way around. You know, a world-class enemy of the globe, being an arms dealer, an enemy of all our allies, at least, is now a free man in in the Russian government again, once again. And we get a an alleged professional women's basketball player back. So I don't get the I don't get it. I think, you know, if Biden or the chameleon plan on running in 2024, I believe he's trying to secure the vote of the tall black females of the world and of this country, and the lesbian LGBTQ now H is I added earlier for hermaphrodite. And it's a ploy, is all it is. It's just a plan for the next 24 months until the election in 24. That's all it is. And, you know, there's liberals out there. Well, I shouldn't say liberals. There's Democratic people who vote. I mean, there's liberals and then there's liberals. But the ones that are cheering this on are should be considered enemies of the state. Because this man that was released can very well arm our enemies. Not that Biden hasn't already armed our enemies, you know, with all the military that he left in the Middle East, but this will put the cherry on top of the cake. And it's a shame. And in doing so, I'm surprised he didn't end up emptying out Gitmo. You know, send all them dudes back to Middle East and give Gitmo back to Cuba and let Cuba have Gitmo. And, it's just horrible. You know, wasn't it Jimmy Carter that gave the Panama Canal back to Panama? And they ruled the roots down there with the thoroughfare of the canal. These Democratic presidents, I mean, they're really effing this country up.
Right.
And this is the ploy, because, you know, if you look at this, you know, in another way, Osama bin Laden was killed 2 years before the 2012 election. It was 2010, 2011 when that happened. So, you know, this is like a menu for them. And if the Republican side of our country doesn't see that this coming, and nobody, and I believe that this could have been stopped, you know, by the House, had the House been, you know, straightened out. And it hasn't been straightened out yet. Biden has gotten in under the gun before the Republicans take over the House. And it's just a ploy. It is just a ploy to move in the direction of whatever their journey is, move in the direction of their ultimate goal, whatever that might be.
Right. Well, anyways, while we're coming to our first break, when we come back, we'll talk about the other U.S. citizen that was left in Russia to rot. Also, talk about some wonderful federal employees and how great our government is. We are Certified Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, Red Hot and Raw with Walter Yerke and Scoop Stanton. Anyways, as they are getting ready for a Texas Tape Parade for Ms., Mr., whatever, Griner, another U.S. citizen is still sitting in the gulag over in Russia. American Paul Whelan was arrested, tried, and convicted of espionage. Now, Mr. Whelan is a former Marine, and I don't know if he was doing espionage for the United States or not. I'm not going to say. But when people go over there from here, they're probably spying. The same thing over here. The highest amounts per capita of foreign nationals spying on a country is right here in Washington, D.C. Anyways, Mr. Whelan has been sitting there for a while, and Russia wanted a ex-colonel named Vadim Krasikov released from a German prison for murder. But the Biden administration could not get around to that. And, of course, the everybody say, you know, all the conservative pundits and conservative politicians saying, like, why couldn't you get this former Marine out? And then everybody saying, well, you know, y'all worried about the Paul Whelan when the Griner got released. Because, again, news doesn't tell us who's stuck over there, who's not. They report what they want to report when they want to report it. So hopefully Mr. Whelan gets out sooner than later. Well, any comment on Mr. Whelan?
Well, that's something that's the next administration is going to have to handle, Toot Sweet. You know, that'll have to be numero uno on the next president's inauguration day. So there's really nothing to say. I mean, Mr. Biden left the guy sitting there stuck, you know, without making any kind of a exchange for him. No, let's get the basketball player back. I'm sure Biden, I'll probably hear backlash from this. I'm sure Biden, you know, that man doesn't pull any punches when he wants money from somebody to do something. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the WNBA has slated like $2.5 million towards Biden and Kamala's campaign in 2024.
Right. Or, you know what, Biden should have sent Hunter over and just do what he does, just in reverse. Like, listen, we want this American citizen out. How much is it going to cost? But anyway, that's too much to ask for. Anyways, next order of business, the federal government. I happen to live in Washington, D.C., which is filled of the brightest minds known to man. And one such federal employee who makes well over $100,000 is Mr. Sam Brinton. Mr. Brinton is the head of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Nuclear Waste. Why am I bringing up Mr. Brinton and his genius capabilities? Because Mr. Brinton is self-described as gender fluid. What the hell is gender fluid? Well, it's somebody who says that they are male and female at the same time. And Mr. Brinton is the bald guy with the mustache and the dress and lipstick. Personally, I think the guy looks retarded. So anyways, Mr. Brenton seems to have sticky fingers at the airport. He likes to help himself to females' suitcases. In Minneapolis and Las Vegas, he's been accused and charged with larceny as he's taken suitcases filled with stuff worth over $1,500 to over $2,000. You know, Michael Savage said 20 years ago, liberalism is a mental disorder. And if you look at this guy who draws a very, very hefty paycheck from the American taxpayer, you and me, and this guy's in charge of nuclear waste, you just say to yourself, whiskey, tango, foxtrot. And, of course, this is nothing but the Biden administration put more freaks and geeks at the front of its administration. Over in the Public Health Service, you've got Dr. Richard Levine, who has actually more kills than everybody on Liberty News Radio and Chief Chris Kyle combined. Unfortunately, the fatalities were elderly Pennsylvanian citizens. So anyways, we'll, Mr. Brenton is still employed by the federal government. He is on leave. Do not know if it's leave without pay or leave with pay. But anyways, you just take look at pictures of this guy. It's not even the stuff that you see on like what you know different like adult websites. Just normal pictures of him, like profile pictures and things like that. He looks retarded. And I don't mean to disparage anybody who's got kids with mental abilities, but it's a Johnny Knoxville retard, not like the other retarded. Well, what do you say about this person?
I didn't know we were talking about a person. We're talking about somebody who made a choice in their life that he wants to shove down everybody else's throat. I've always said anybody can be anybody that they want to be. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I don't care which way you swing, which way you swat. It don't matter to me. However, let's not be flamboyant about it and shove it down everybody's throat. Now, from what I understand, this guy, girl, was upset when found out that he was the director of nuclear waste. Apparently, he thought that he was going to be the director of panty waste. So he was kind of disappointed. Was disappointed in that regard. Hence, he started growing the beard mustache back. So, what goes around comes around. I'd like to ask him one question. What's he doing with all the nuclear waste? Where is it going now?
Who knows? But, you know what? Look at this picture. He'd be great on either the TV show Reno 911, those idiot deputies, or what's that movie with the movie series with those guys from Broken Lizard? Super Troopers. This dude would be great character. But he'd be great on one of these ridiculous cop shows where everybody's just like a dysfunctional winner. Or you know what, he could be the love child of Lieutenant Jim Dangle from Reno 911. The Dangle character, played brilliantly by Thomas Lennon, was the supervisor wearing short shorts all the time, despite whatever the weather is. So he could be the love child of Jim Dangle. But with that being said, I want to move right into a personal story, because they always – Like we've been saying since day one, they are pushing the garbage on us on purpose. Anyways, my second youngest is getting ready to start junior high school, and a counselor from the junior high school went to my child's elementary school, and first thing this counselor said was to tell everybody their pronouns, including their. They recognize themselves or call themselves she or they. But it's only one person. How can you be a they if you're one? You're me. But this is how it starts off. So So as this person, this counselor is going on about this middle school, the Martin Luther King Middle School or what have you, this person says, oh, by the way, Martin Luther King Middle School has a LGBTQ club. And my child's like, I don't care. I don't want to be part of it. I want nothing to do with that. So anyways, here's, you know, another bunch of letters, emails be going out soon that this person comes to my kid's school to talk about the school and nothing about the sports, nothing about the academics. But, oh, by the way, we have an LGBTQ club. Folks, we're talking about children. These kids are too young to drive. They're too young to vote. They're too young to purchase cigarettes or alcohol, rent a car. They're children. They want to be children. They want cars and trucks and dollies and Barbies and play video games that much. But again, they're just pushing it on our kids, and nobody's being held accountable. And that's why I'm still trying, like, as much as I can to get my kids out of public schools, put them in private schools. And I still remember talking to Cal Thomas last year. He said, get your kids out of public schools. I'm trying, Cal. But anyways, we come back. I'll talk about how great the federal government is, my dealing with COVID, and whatever else we got in the smorgasbord. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sunfire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will not face charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and 9 deaths. A judge dismissed the charges due to a state Supreme Court opinion from over the summer. Snyder is the 8th person to have charges against him dismissed in the Flint water case. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of Ukraine as part of the Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as not only covering the big stories, but for helping to popularize the sport in the U.S. Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for more than 2 decades before starting his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar, a match between Argentina and the Netherlands, when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lusail Stadium. Wall was 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We're standing with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Red hot rolling this chilly December evening. Can't believe we're already 2 more weeks till Christmas. Oh, boy. Well, you in a Christmas mood?
No, who cares?
me too. I really don't care. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. Anyways, moving right along, I want to talk about the healthcare mess that we have in the U.S. because of what happened to me last week and members of my family. So, anyways, the ex-wife fell sick, so she takes a home COVID test, and the test comes up positive. So she calls the doctor and says, "Hey, I took this COVID test. Do I need another test?" And the doctor says, "Nah, you're good. If it says you're positive, you're positive." And then she said, "Okay, well, can I schedule an appointment?" Sure. They did a virtual appointment. So anyways, so as my ex-wife is sick, yours truly gets COVID. Yay. And thank God I lived only 8 minutes from an ER because last Sunday, about 1 o'clock in the morning, my heart was racing. I had a weak, rapid pulse, and I had chest pains. So I said, "Oh boy, this is it." So I reenacted the chase scene from the movie Bullet, and was determined I have COVID, and I was dehydrated. Anyways, so you got her doctor says, "No, the home test should be good." Well, some of my COVID is like pregnancy. You want to be 100% sure. So, this is the third world medical care that we have. We have one for the rich and one for everyone else because we, frankly, we don't have enough doctors to go around. Not the people with insurance. Doctors are booked way out in advance. And then you have HMO, which looks great on paper, but the doctors absolutely suck. I should know because my ex-wife almost she almost made it to the pearly gates early for something else, but I'll keep it that way. You go to the emergency room, it's like a Coca-Cola commercial. Everybody from all over the globe is sitting there, none of who speak English or have insurance. And I've learned that you should not go to the ER after 4 p.m. during the week because that's when the dudes outside Home Depot and 7-Eleven, they go to the hospital after they get done work, they get hurt on the job. They get treated at the hospital. They don't pay an insurance. They don't pay a copay, nothing. And they walk out, and then they go to Home Depot or 7-Eleven the next morning. So that's medical care in a nutshell. But if you're rich, I'm talking really rich, not just Sam Britton's salary. If you're really rich, you get something called concierge medicine. This is something these greedy SOBs called physicians decided to do. A patient pays a yearly fee about $1,500 or better to go to the doctor. So you pay $1,500 to see the doctor, and you still got your co-pays through your health insurance. But the selling point is that, well, the doctor spends more time with you. You have access to the doctor's cell phone number, and that's patients. So these doctors are getting filthy rich, treating rich people. Then if you're married, got kids, get with a wife, you're short, even though you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, or other Cadillac health plans. So anyways, also some of these doctors have the ability to practice at other hospitals. Well, except I had another family member who more or less had no choice because this family member was sick. We've seen this doctor for a long, long time and decided to go pay the $1,500 because the hospital was literally
within sight distance. I was at the parking lot of his office, but Dr. Doolittle did not have permission to practice. So my family member goes to the hospital. I mean, we're talking a major hospital. And so more or less the family member passed away and Dr. Doolittle did nothing. But as for the government, they lie to us constantly. You know that. I know that. They tell us, get the vaccine, you won't get the COVID. Lie. Get the booster and you won't get COVID. Lie. The vaccine is safe. Lie. The mask works. Lie. There are no other ways to fight COVID other than the vaccine. Another lie. And then YouTube and big tech will not let people put the truth or difference of opinions. Because say, like I say, if I came out and said, drink booze, I'll solve COVID. You know, put it out there, and everybody and their brother who does have he does know medicine will say I'm wrong as wrong can be. And then you have Anthony Fauci, who should be held liable for the millions of deaths. He's not held accountable. He's getting his $400,000 a year pension at 81 years old. But hopefully he meets the good Lord faster than he's able to collect. And Fauci's, we all know Fauci's a dummy, but here's another reason why Fauci's a dummy. Fauci is losing money by working up to 81 years old. After a certain point, you start losing money. And well, if you're in finance, you know what I'm talking about. Well, what say you about this rotten healthcare system?
I got a question. You know, did she get, how much did she get charged for this virtual doctor visit?
Oh, we're going to copay, like $15 to $25.
But, I mean, how do they, you know, there's no blood pressure, there's no pulse, they don't take a respiration, you know, there's no temperature taken.
Right.
You know.
How in the world?
Yeah, I know, but how in the world can the doctor talk to her and tell her what she needs to do?
Well,
based on what she's telling.
Right, that's what they're going to. And well, here's a real kicker. The doctor's office is literally 5 minutes down the road from her house. She could 10-15 minutes, she could walk to the doctor's office. But they did again, they did a virtual visit. I can understand if you're like out to sea or far, far away or someplace where you can't get a doctor's office, but you're down the street. So
I wouldn't trust a doctor that does that. I need a hands-on person. I got to know that he or she is really looking at my file and not just talking into a Skype screen or something. Now, I wouldn't go for that. I wouldn't put up with that at all. I wouldn't. You know, they'd have to come look for me to get that copay.
Well, why would you sit there like, oh, how you doing, Mr. Yerkew? I'm Dr. Stanton. What seems to be bothering you?
Well, you know, the point is, like I said, you know, hands on, you know, blood pressure, you know, your temperature, how, you know, do you have a fever? How much you weigh compared to the last time you were here? You know, there's a little bit of, you know, hey, you know, doctor, earn your freaking money a little bit. You know,
right.
Hell, I can do the same damn thing.
Something called vital signs.
Just Skype up a doctor and become, you know, Dr. Skype and handle it that way. That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. That's working without getting your hands dirty. And I don't believe in that. You know, I don't believe in that.
And again, for this doctor's office, they went to cashier's medicine. So one of the physicians in the practice could no longer see my ex-wife. So she got transferred to somebody not as prestigious, not as qualified. And then she got a virtual visit. And this particular practice, again, you have to wait forever and a day to get an appointment because they're always booked up because we don't have enough doctors. And it's not just in the big cities. If you go in upstate New York, my parents belong to this this practice, sort of like an HMO, but they take regular insurance. Same thing. You go, they got urgent care, you're waiting for hours. You go for, you have a scheduled appointment, you're waiting for an hour before you see a doctor. Then they bring you in the room. Then they sit you down another 10-15 minutes before you're finally seen. And then they take your vitals. And then the doctor says, oh, what's wrong? And then push some pills. You know, all my parents and in-laws or whatever, they're up to like 10, 15 pills a piece. And that's another thing. These doctors are getting kickbacks from Big Pharma. We talk about the vaccines and all this other stuff, but Big Pharma is pushing.
I get that part, the kickbacks and stuff, but you know, that's just as old as prostitution. This Skype thing just you know, doesn't sit well with me. If it doesn't sit well with me, it doesn't sit well with a lot of people that know me. So you know, it's just a ridiculous thing as far as I'm concerned. I'll never do it. It's like, okay, let's have Skype funerals, you know, Skype weddings, you know, Skype bar mitzvahs and baptisms and stuff like that. You know, you don't have to rent the hall, just everybody, just, you know, 45 computers with 110 pictures of everybody saying, nah, you know, Shlemiel, Shlemazel, you know, whatever.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Sunfire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back. This is the Fastest Hour Radio. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yuku on 7-5 Radio. Folks, you got to check our website, 75radio.org. That's number 75radio.org, because we get whole bunch of stories and posts I didn't get to, because frankly, this is the Fastest Hour Radio. Anyways, earlier this week, President Joe Biden was down in Arizona talking about a factory creating some jobs. And I think it was Peter Ducey asked the president on the White House lawn, are you going to the border in Arizona? He said, President Biden replied, no, because he has other things to do. But anyway, somebody who did go to the border is our old buddy Charlie LaDuff. He runs No BS News, and if you go on the No BS News website, he actually says no Raul Sierra. But I'm not going to not play for SEC licensed radio. But he went down again, the third time in about 20 years. He went down to the border, and it's still a mess. People walking across the Rio Grande, dumping their
all the paperwork to travel through Mexico to the United States, and we're just getting overran by these people. And that's why the governor of Arizona, the governor of Texas, and the governor of Florida putting these people on a bus and putting them right in Joe and Kamala's backyard. But anyways, Charlie LaDuff is just like one of these AJ squared away reporters. And go to the website, 75radio.org, or just look up nobsnews.com, I believe, and you can see what's going on. And also, I need to thank Charlie LaDuff for everything he's done and returning my phone calls. Because unlike most people I come in contact with, they seem to lose my number. But another thing I want to bring up about these immigrant children is that these unaccompanied minors are being given to other illegal aliens. Because the Biden administration wants to get these people processed and give them to other people. And the federal government, of course, pays no attention and just give these unaccompanied minors to other people who shouldn't be here in the first place. And of course, Project Veritas, they have to do the job that the government and big media refuses to do. Point out the fact that people are taking hold of these minors that shouldn't have them in the first place, related in no way, and they're trafficking them, either sex trafficking or just work traffic to put them to pay off their debt to get across the border. And again, nothing's been done, and they don't want to offend the cartels moving these people from the Rio Grande. And of course, this is a news blackout. We're talking children. Forget the fact that they're from south of the border and they're here legally, whatever. But they're children, and as a parent, and just as a human being. You know, think about these poor kids getting pushed into doing hard labor, turning tricks, and just living this, being abused and dealing with these people. And we don't do a gosh darn thing about it. Well, what's you got any comments on the border problem or these kids being given to other illegal aliens?
Look, you got a vice president that was given the task of being the border czar. I don't think she's been down there. Okay? It's 2 years now, going on 2 years she's been in charge of this. You got a president who's never been there, and when he does go down to a state that has the border issues, he doesn't visit the border. He doesn't give the Border Patrol any kind of support. There's no extra funding for the overtime and the resources that they need to handle this. These states are just, you know, sucking wind. They don't, you know, they know what to do, but when they do it, they're held accountable because they're told that it's done wrong. You know, the pictures that we still see of the kids in the cages with the foil blankets and stuff, that's from 2009, 2010. That's Obama, you know. So it's still the old Biden. We'll call it the old Biden presidency, because one runs into the other, and it's horrible. It's just horrible. There's no support for the people on the our southern borders. Americans on our southern borders. There's no support. None. Property values are in the toilet. More and more immigrants. Shut up. More and more. My dog wants to be part of the program. She doesn't like the border issues at the border either. So it's just a horrible thing down there. Again, I'm going to say it for the fourth time. There's no support from this administration, other than what's designated as resources for the Border Patrol and the states that are involved. You know, there's nothing else. There's no help. The drug cartels don't have to dig tunnels anymore. You know, the tunnels that were found occasionally, you know, going underneath the border, going a half a mile into the states, coming up in an abandoned house, there probably aren't any more tunnels. They're just walking across the border. They're just coming across.
Right, because LaDuff brings this up, that you'll have a whole group of illegal aliens come across the
the Rio Grande on one section, so you got 1,500 people. So they got to round them up, so they got to call agents from different sectors to go process these people. Meanwhile, a mile or two down the road, you got the drug cartels moving pounds of fentanyl and dope across the border with no fear of getting caught. So these Border Patrol agents, they are overworked, overstressed. Suicide is running rampant. People are leaving in droves. And like I said before, they have nothing. They get nothing from these people. And people look down upon the Border Patrol doing a thankless job. But I want to personally thank the men and women of the United States Border Patrol for doing the impossible. And, you know, it's putting it simply, these people are trespassing. Like, these people come to my house, guess what? I'm going to kick them out of my house. Then I'll call 911. But what's the purpose of having millions of unskilled, illiterate people who can't read or write their own language, can't read or write English, have nothing in common? What is the purpose? Is it votes? Is it super cheap labor or what?
I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't know. Just you know, I'm sure if I went down there and spent a year or two, I'd figure out, a way to handle it, you know, a way to handle it, you know, like here in the South, there's signs on redneck properties, you know, I'll kill all of you. God will sort you out. What do you do? You can't open up on innocent, on civilians, unarmed civilians. I'm not going to say innocent, but, unarmed civilians, men, women, children, doesn't matter. You can't open up on them and wipe them out. But they have to be controlled. It has to be a process. This is our country. You know, you don't see the droves of people going to Mexico or droves of people going to Canada, from our country going out. Although I wish we did see droves of people going out of our country when Mr. Trump was elected, all those bimbos and bimbats that said, well, I'm going to leave the country if Trump is elected. Well, ain't none of them black, none of them ran. Anyway, it's just unfortunate. I hate to be a Border Patrol agent. It's a no-win situation. You know, you're exposed to so many different, diseases, and violent situations, potential violent situations, and then there's corruption. You know, so across the board, it's a system made to fail. It's a system made to fail. So kind of like the parole system in this country, or the homeless shelter. It's a system that's in place that can be referred to by a freaking politician, but it's a system that's built to fail. It just happens to be there. That's it. You know, the drug programs, all sorts of nonsense. It's just another system that's being funded and built to fail.
Right. And, speaking of failure, Larry Ray Hardin spent 34 years in the Drug Enforcement Administration. And he said, point blank, there is no war on drugs. And, walking around Washington, D.C., where they got plenty of disposable income for the best drugs money can buy. I mean, there's no war on drugs. But anyways, moving right along. You got any plans for this Christmas season?
No.
You know,
just my close family, here in town. That's it. I get invites all over the country, for people that know me, people I know, friends, old friends, new friends, fans, groupies, and I'm a homebody. So, I'll put up the wooden Christmas tree that I made. I'll hang it from the ceiling. And put some gifts underneath it. It'll be festive, but it's just a day to bring your loved ones in close and make sure that everybody knows that you love them and you're behind them 100%.
Yep. Well, over at the Stanton household, I'm still looking for the Charlie Brown Christmas tree so I could put it near the dining room table with the one ball, because if you saw my house, it looked like some pig pen would live in. So I'll probably be there by myself after my kids open a bunch of presents. But anyways, folks, we made it to another week. We're Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoops, and remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.